Road trips in Colombia, where the world record kidnapping rate makes even short journeys dangerous, are getting slightly safer. The government has put more police and soldiers on the main highways, and the rate of abductions is starting to fall. Nevertheless, armed militias and kidnapping gangs are still major threats. NPR's Martin Costi reports on what life is like for people who don't dare leave town.
Valledupar in northern Colombia is a town that's a little bit country and a little bit Caribbean. The town is famous as the birthplace of the vallenato, a kind of cowboy music that's played with a Caribbean rhythm. The 9 kids playing accordions simultaneously at this backyard music academy tend to lean a little more heavily toward the tropical side of that equation. But for the last 5 years or so, Valledupar has been cut off from the Caribbean, just a 3-hour drive away. You simply can't get there from here. Bandits and leftist guerrillas have made a habit of stopping people along the road and robbing them, or worse. Anybody who drives more than 10 minutes out of town is taking a risk. The mayor, Elias Ochoa Daza, knows this all too well.
Nosotros somos cuatro.
There are 4 brothers in our family, and all 4 of us have been kidnapped. 2 of us have been kidnapped twice. We barely had time to recover, because as soon as one was released, another one was grabbed.
Ever since kidnapping became routine in the late 1990s, the only safe way out of town has been by plane, a privilege of the wealthy. For people with just enough money to be kidnapped, but not enough to afford plane tickets, the only option has been to stay in Valledupar. And even that is risky. There have been at least a 6 cases of middle-class people snatched from inside the city limits. The result, says the mayor, is depressingly quiet streets.
La comunidad susceptible de secuestro.
The kidnapping-prone community has really limited its social life. People no longer sit out on their front stoops in the evening. Many people have practically dedicated themselves to watching TV.
But even people who feel safe enough to walk the quiet streets have the sensation of being trapped here. It's a feeling that's compounded by Valledupar's oppressive heat and the knowledge that cool rivers and swimming holes are just a 15-minute drive out of town. Edgar Enrique is the anchor of the local radio news. Like almost anybody who's somebody here, he's had the misfortune of being kidnapped by leftist guerrillas. Still, he says he's recently regained the courage to travel. After 5 years under siege, he says a growing number of townspeople are beginning to push back a little bit. People started to feel that their spaces were closing in on them. They were passive at first, but now they're waking up, Enrique says. He says more and more of his friends are making the 3-hour dash to the Caribbean coast. The reason for the growing confidence are these truckloads of soldiers, which have been assigned to lead special tourism caravans on holiday weekends. In the last 9 months, the caravans have escorted thousands of carloads of Colombian families, many of whom haven't been on a proper road trip in years. The program is hugely popular and has buoyed the approval ratings of the year-old administration of President Álvaro Uribe. On a Saturday morning in Valledupar, Narciso Jimeno Vidal shows up an hour early at a caravan meeting point. He's eagerly anticipating the chance to visit his family on the coast, and he's reassured by the sight of the soldiers, some of whom are carrying automatic weapons and have belts of bullets draped over their shoulders. I have less fear now. I've almost lost my fear, especially with a security force such as this, he says. But as it turns out, Jimeno is out of luck. Because of a last-minute foul-up, this particular caravan wasn't properly publicized, and not enough cars show up to justify the troops' time. As the soldiers pack up their gear and head back to base, Jimeno resigns himself to another weekend at home. Things may be a little safer on Colombia's highways, but he's still not ready to risk going to the beach without an armed escort. Martin Costi, NPR News.
And an essay by Martin Costi on the dangers of working in Colombia is on our website, npr.org.